There was one painting that intrigued me from the Spencer Museum of Art. That is in the Dreams and Portals exhibit. In their description, it stated, including works that may invoke dreams and ideas, places near and far. All of the paintings were great, but I found this one most riveting for its seemingly indefinable abstract nature that may draw you to it like a magnet. I have not seen many paintings like it, and the photorealism combined with the abstract nature makes this painting seem special in its own right and more than worthy of an engaging discussion. Gary Pruner's Foam Chrome, made in 1973, is an oil on canvas painting which displays many interesting and mysterious ideas, but to get the real understanding of the painting, you must look into the artist's life. Gary Pruner was born in 1940, and at the age of 14 had become a very ambitious painter, with his talents being emblazoned in the Sacramento community and being recognized nationally, later able to study at the prestigious California College of Arts and Crafts in Oakland. After graduating with a master's in oil painting, he focused on form and color, until mastery of this skill was completed. Pruner's ability to juxtapose images and at the same time put a correlation between plant and animal life is an expression of meticulous mastery. He began traveling over the world to expand his horizons and become a better painter overall. What makes this painting special in its own right is the fact that it goes back and forth between realism and abstraction. The painting can invoke your imagination and admiration with such surreal aspects. My lesser interpretation of the painting is that the combination of colors creates a mirage like water, being distorted, making the focus the white creature in the center, the painting. The title perhaps gives the hint that the creature is foam, looking to be enveloped in some sort of dark liquidy substance. But there is a deeper message to be conveyed, which cannot be seen at first glance. What I think the deeper conveyed message is that the white creature is trying to get into the painting. In the background of the painting is the ideas that have already been drawn. And the reason the white creature has no color is because it is a new idea, yet to be actualized into something else. In a way, this can be compared to how we interact with people. The background of the painting represents the connections already made with others, and the creature represents a new connection yet to be added to the picture, but is a possibility. If you look even closer at the painting, you can see the curvature area in which the creature is being enveloped or coming out of. You can see a reflection of a light bulb, which may mean that the creature was not meant to represent connections, but new ideas relating to the art world itself. The idea is similar to a cartoon character when they get a new idea. New ideas are the future and make the world better. We all have new ideas. We just need to figure out how to bring them out on canvas. This is Srivatsa Malati with another Bulldog podcast.